Well, Neil, a big thank you for joining us, and we're recording this on Friday night on the eve of a brand new league campaign. What's your mood?
Couldn't be more excited, Ben, to be honest. You know, this day's, I've couldn't wait for it. Since the South Shields game on March the 20th, I've kind of just looked forward to this. And, you know, with the government restrictions being lifted, pre-season, you know, we just can't wait to run out of Broadhurst Park tomorrow and look forward to a new season.
It's a tough assignment, though. I mean, there's a few big games tomorrow. I mean, Baysford are taking on Warrington, but FC United hosting Nantwich Town, that's pretty box office stuff, isn't it, to kick the campaign off?
No, it is, Ben. I mean, I've listened to the non-league show this week. I've listened to all the managers talk about their teams and how pre-season's gone. And you know, everyone's in confident mood. What has come out of that is that, you know, I think the similar message is that anyone can beat everyone. I think that there's really tough competition in the leagues. I think if you look at the league last season with South Shields being one and FC two and Baysford three, there may be a change in that this season. Nantwich were obviously, you know, they did great. It was, you know, they're a really good team that Dave Cook's put together. And I think, you know, a lot of FC fans and Nantwich fans will look at the game and think it was a bit of spice down at their place. I think for the neutral, they'll look at it, you know, second played fourth, second played fifth last season, and it'll be a really enticing game. You know, I'm sure they're ready. I'm sure Dave's done his preparation. I'm sure we've done our preparation. At 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, it's going to be a, you know, great game, great occasion.
And obviously, we've been catching up throughout pre-season, and this is essentially now the squad. You know, you've got a pick in 11 and the substitutes. How's that process been from those matches in Bradford that we had in July and August to where we are now?
Ben, the message I gave on the 30th of June to the lads is that don't knock on my door on the 19th of September and ask why you're not in the first 11. You're going to have, you know, 28 sessions now between now and the start of the season in terms of games, training sessions, and it's up to you to put a stamp on it. And people like, and I don't mind saying it out loud, people like Jack Lenehan, who was very much a bit part player last year, has come back and hit the ground running. And, you know, there's no way I could turn around to Jack Lenehan tomorrow and say, you won't play, because he's forced his way into the starting 11. And, you know, it's a blank canvas when you start the season. And people may look at the side tomorrow and think, oh, he's left him out. The challenge was that last season's gone, you know, it's gone, and it's all about this season. And people like Jack's come back in a really rich vein of form and developed physically and mentally, and has put themselves, you know, probably in my top three performers in pre-season. And that goes for everybody. So tomorrow, you know, the team was probably picked last week, and that's based on pre-season, Ben. That's based on the work ethic, their attitudes, their performance levels. And there will be a couple of shocks tomorrow. People who played maybe 38, 39 games from last season won't make the 11. But, you know, I'm a man of my word, and I've put that challenge to the squad, and, you know, people have rolled to it, and they'll get the shirts tomorrow.
And barring the striker and the goalkeeper, it's still the same group of players pretty much all the way through that last season. But, you know, you had to change the goalkeeper, you had to change the forward, so continuity is important as well, I'm going to suggest.
Yeah, listen, the interview wouldn't be the same if I didn't mention Tundy. Tundy, you know, did great for FC United last season. And, you know, he got his move, rightfully got his move. And I just hope that Hamilton give him his opportunity, because I know that minutes have been limited for him, but he went with our best wishes. Whoever walked into Tundy's boots was going to have big boots to fill. And the reason why I mention that is I don't want to put any pressure on Michael Fowler or Dan Cockerline. They're two completely different players than Tundy was. You know, Tundy had electric pace and goal-scoring ability beyond belief. But, you know, they're different, and we may play slightly different. We may get more goals from in behind on number nine this season, because the link-up play may be a little different than what Tundy had. It's given us a little bit of work to do. We have had the continuity with, you know, if you will, the 12 or 13 that are still here. They know how I play. Going back to the goalkeeper, you know, Cam left us and left us in the right way. You know, I understand completely why Cam left. He was, you know, a really good wage at Nuneaton. We couldn't get anywhere near that wage, and obviously Radcliffe could do so. You know, there was no animosity with Cam. I knew Cam needed, you know, more money than what we could offer him. So it left us with a void. And I signed Ollie Martin. And we thought Ollie would be that keeper. And, you know, he got an injury in pre-season, which made us have a look elsewhere. Then Dan Labbercombe came available. 30 games at Torquay in the National League, on the bench for Farm last season. And he's on another level for me. We had a conversation with Ollie. Fortunately, Ollie wasn't going to You know, he wasn't going to make it, and I was going to make Dan my number one. So, you know, Dan comes in, and he hasn't had the opportunity to work with the back four, if you will, the natural back four, as many times as what Cam did last season. But he'll get there. You know, he's a great keeper. Fowler's a great number nine, as is Dan Cotline. But, you know, apart from that, the mix is Doyle and Jones and Dodd and Griffiths and Potts and Donoghue and Linney and Sinclair Smith and Homson Smith, et al. You know, they've got a real chemistry in there. So we're looking to build on that next season. There's no pressure on me, Ben. You know, I'm not saying that we're going to come out and we'll finish second again. The lads will give everything they've got. You know, we're hopefully going to build on last season. But that might not mean finishing second. It might be build on it in different capacity. There'll be a lot of good teams in the league. And, you know, what I know is we've got a good side and we'll give teams a really good game. And that's, you know, as long as we're playing good football and the fans are being entertained by our football, then, you know, that's all that matters to me.
Big disclaimer for your benefit, more than anything, Neil. This interview doesn't get aired till 2 o'clock, so Dave Cook will be sitting in the dressing room now with the team sheet, so he'll know everything. But for for those unaware, any injury concerns heading into the match tomorrow?
Yeah, we have been. Unfortunately, we Luke Griffiths took a knock in training last night, and he's 50-50. It's not a muscular injury. It is a dead leg, so he may clear up, and it may not hamper him at all, but as I sit here now, Luke's got a lot of work to do in the next 12 hours to be fully fit for tomorrow's game. But, you know, if Luke is fully fit, he'll start the game. He's you know, he's, I call him a talisman. He's like Potts. You know, I think Potts and Griffiths have had a superb pre-season, and the relationship and understanding is great. You know, and it's so slow, isn't it? You know, you think you're ready. You train for an hour on the Thursday before the season. He picks up an injury, and, you know, but we've got quality to go in there. And that was the key focus on us in pre-season, that, you know, if a key player goes down injured, then we've got someone else to step in there. Apart from that, you know, I've got decisions to make. You know, we're reporting with a squad of 19 tomorrow. Three will be left out. Obviously, if Griffiths can't make it, two will be left out. But, you know, there's games coming thick and fast. I think we play Saturday, Tuesday now until, what, November, December. So people will get opportunities. And they've all bought into it, Ben. You know, they're a great group. And I know whoever gets named in the 11 tomorrow, the other five or seven that either on the sub or don't make it, we'll be the first people to wish them all the best. So, you know, it's up to them boys from here.
And final question then, Neil. Obviously, due to COVID, there's going to be a restriction on those who could attend. Only 600 tomorrow. That means there'll be a lot watching on FCM TV, listening on FC Radio. So what's your message to the FC fan base as we embark on this new chapter?
You know, well done for getting the tickets. You're really fortunate. Hopefully we can put a show on for you tomorrow. Anybody watching it on live TV, you know, again, you know, hopefully inside the stadium, the atmosphere will be cranked up, and, you know, you're doing your bit from your armchair at home with your armchair army. But it's, you know, we can't wait to see everyone back in the stadium. You know, 600 will be great tomorrow, but, you know, it won't be the same. It won't be as unique as what it has been. And, you know, I'll miss everyone that can't make the game tomorrow. And my promises to everyone who can't make the game tomorrow and promises to everyone who can make the game tomorrow, we'll be doing everything we can do to get the 3 points and put a smile on your face, whether or not you're inside the stadium or you're at home in your armchair.